T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us. 6:07 right now. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. And usually we'd be coming in and being like, it's the day before Friday. We're super stoked. We're excited. But I bet like yourselves, I found myself reaching over for my cell phone early this morning. That's one of the first things I think we all do, right? As we wake up. And I just see tons of notifications going off on my cell phone telling me about the mass shooting that happened last night. This tragedy that happened here in Thousand Oaks at the Borderline Bar and Grill. It was a Country Western College night with students mostly from Pepperdine, Cal Lutheran, Moore Park College, in attendance. And here's a Sheriff Jeff Dean giving details about the tragedy, and then we'll open up some more about this.
Tonight at 11:20 p.m., Sheriff 911 received multiple calls of shots being fired at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks. When additional units arrived, including SWAT personnel, agencies from the Oxnard Police Department, the Simi Valley Police Department, the Ventura Police Department, and additional officers from the Highway Patrol, they made entry into the Borderline Bar and Grill. They found 11 victims that had been killed. The suspect, who we believe was the only suspect, was dead inside. And there were multiple other victims of different levels of injury inside that were rescued from the scene and taken to local hospitals. We have not identified the suspect yet. Our partners from the FBI were on scene almost immediately to help us with identification process and with crime scene processing.
First and foremost, we want to send our thoughts and prayers to the victims' families, the survivors that were able to escape last night, and those that are still injured from the shooting that are fighting for their lives right now. Absolutely sending our thoughts and prayers for all of them. We do have an emergency hotline. If you're still trying to find out, maybe you know a friend or a family member that was there last night, here's the emergency hotline number. It's 805-465-6650, 805-465-6650. And we'll also have it up on our social media at 97.1 AMP Radio. There's also a family reunification center that's been set up on 1375 East Jance Road in Thousand Oaks. And Brian, you were talking about right before we went on air, man, you've been to this club before.
Yeah,
here,
yeah,
in Thousand Oaks.
I went to the University of Laverne, and I had friends that went to Cal Lutheran. I've been to the Borderline Bar. I've been to those that college night specifically. I mean, they have those on Wednesdays and things. And I think like the ultimate the issue right now is so many people were at that bar. It's a big, fun night.
It's a huge place.
If you have kids that go to Cal Lutheran or Pepperdine or Moore Park College, or you have friends, right now there's this level, this sense of panic where I don't know if they're okay. Mm-hmm. Like, if they were at that bar, I don't know if they're okay. And I feel like, you know, we share the same sentiment as you. And, you know, we want to come in here and laugh and goof around and stuff, but we also want to be honest in the moment and say, you know, those things are scary. It's scary. You're wondering how your loved ones are, and you're trying to wrap your head around, how can this happen in my backyard? How can this happen?
Right.
You know, it's different when it happens, you know, across the country in different places. You know, your heart still goes out to it, but it's a sense of not feeling safe, which we want to like provide a place for people to, you know, if you need to call in and talk with us, we're here. We'll be here all morning, and we'll be giving you guys, you know, details as they unfold. You know, we're not a news show, but we're, you know, we know that we have people in our listening fam right now who this is going to affect, whether they know it or not right now, if they're just waking up.
Absolutely. And we just want to know, we're with you, we're with our thoughts and prayers, and we have all the information in regards to the hotline number and the Family Reunification Center on our social media at 97.1 AMP Radio. Listen, I was talking about how I reached for my phone this morning, and I saw the notifications, and immediately my heart sank. But I could only imagine if you're a family member or a friend of somebody that you knew was there last night.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine what that feeling must be like, yo. Like knowing, wait, my son, my daughter, my cousin, my friend was there, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, etc. So definitely just want to let you know we're here with you. And check out our social media if you want to reach out for some help in the Reunification Center at 97.1 Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
There's your life as seen on social media, and then there's your real life. You know what I'm saying?
The reality of it all.
And it's interesting because I came across this study, and it tells you basically what percentage of people pretend that the relationship is actually happier than it really is on social media. What percentage? Brian, you already said 100% of people pretend social media.
I think that's like the nature of social media in general, is everybody wants the likes and the clicks. I mean, I went through a divorce and you would have no idea on social media. You know what I mean? Like, even at, like, we'd be in like monster arguments, you know, not even living in the same state. I mean, yeah, sure, she's my woman crush Wednesday.
You post out, love you so much, babe.
Yeah, when like, this is going really well.
When she's on the phone, like, cursing you out, you're like, exactly. Hold on, I'm putting up a post about how I love you real quick.
From 1,000 miles away.
Well, now I think it's, like, such a known thing that the more people post about their relationships and how happy they are, I'm like, I'm onto you guys. Like, there's something going on. You guys really aren't as picture perfect as you're making it seem.
You're trying to cover up. Right. That's what you're saying.
Like, I feel like that's proven time and time again now.
I think it's if you change your pattern. You know what I mean? Like, if you go from like, hey, he never posts about his wife. Wow. 9 posts in a row. Someone got busted talking to someone on Instagram.
I mean, the best example right now are Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? They were so openly on social, PDA, and look at them now.
That's interesting, right? I don't know about you guys, man, but I have this circle of friend, a certain group of friends, where they're extremely brutally honest on social media. Like, they'll straight up passively and directly fight with their significant other on social media and tag them.
Wow, kind of like, refreshing, though.
Geez. Yeah. Oh, let me tell you something. You get your popcorn, it's a telenovela you're watching. Like, they've gotten to the point where they'll, like, screenshot text messages that they've sent each other, and they'll do, like, a swipey for you.
Oh my gosh.
To follow along with all the text messages and DMs they send to each other, and legit writing down, like, this is who she really is, for those of you right now judging me for breaking up with her, or whatever it is, you know? I mean, like, they keep it 100.
Once you've broken up, though, like, that's worse. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you might think, like, in that moment, you're like, wow, this is how she really is, but it's like, I'm learning more about you than I am about your ex, with you putting it out there as if this is some sort of, like, you're breaking news. This guy was really a jerk. It's like, well, you broke up. Of course you think he's a jerk.
So here's the answer on the study. 60%, according to the study, pretend that they're actually happier than they really are on social media. Do you guys believe that? Brian, you're still going with 100?
Well, here's the thing. I think it's 100, but I think it's on a spectrum. Like, so, I think everybody pretends on social they're just a little bit happier than they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody does that.
Yeah.
You post a picture of your child on Instagram.
Yeah.
You don't do an ugly one. They were crying 2 seconds ago, and then you're like, come on, smile, got him, and he goes back to crying. But that's just like a little bit of a fabrication. But there are some people who flat out are in just the center of a cyclone of chaos, and are like, look at this, we're so happy.
Chelsea, I'm sure you've seen that, right? Where, like, you see a girlfriend's post, she's all happy, and she's on the phone with you crying or something.
Oh, like every single one of my girlfriends. Specifically, I remember last year, one of my best friends, she called me, and she was just like, you know, bitching about her relationship and how, like, she's like, yeah, I just don't think he's the one. Like, I think that, like, I'm probably gonna break up with him soon. And she's just like, we're going back and forth, and, you know, it just doesn't feel right. And then, like, literally 2 days later, she posts a picture of them in Sonoma on their aunt. She's like, celebrating 4 amazing years with this guy, Sonoma anniversary getaway with my best friend and my love. And I was like, she's a liar. No. But like,
it could have been the wine talking.
Yeah, right. I know. But it's like, but I feel like I see that all the time.
So you don't want to tip your hand either. If you're going to break up with a guy, you're like, oh, our anniversary is like in 4
days. That's true.
Dang, and I'm going to do an hour then.
She probably found out right after that phone call with you that he had plans to take her to Sonoma. She's like, all right, I'll wait.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free money.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea, and we were united with you, as shocked as you were, as sad as you are, to find out about this mass shooting that happened last night at the Borderline Bar and Grill here in Thousand Oaks. It's a country western college night, if you're just hearing about this for the first time. Mostly students from Pepperdine, Cal Lutheran, Moore Park College in attendance there last night. 13 people dead, including a Ventura County Sheriff's Sergeant, and also the gunman, who reportedly was in his 20s and used a handgun to shoot the victims for as we know it right now, no damn reason. Mm-hmm.
I mean, details will unfold. I mean, we're not the one. We'll let you know when we've no details, yeah. But we're just kind of more of a place where people can like come yeah. together and feel safe and talk and vent if you need to text or call us, 877-971-HITS. Like, we're here all morning with you.
Absolutely. We're this is part of our community, mm-hmm. close to home. It's like Brian said earlier, it's different, man, when it's close to home. It's like, whoa, it's crazy, man. We got actually one of our listeners on the line, Ari. He's actually on his way to try to find a friend that may have been there last night. Ari, you're on your way right now?
Yeah, that's where I'm off to right now to go see if my friend was killed, bro. He was a security guard, and I can't reach him on his cell phone, bro, and I can't even hear him on our radio band that we have because we talk to each other. So I'm hoping not bad news. I'm only hoping good news.
Was he a security guard at the bar?
He was a security supervisor at the bar, yeah.
Man, sorry to hear, Ari, and we just hope and pray, man, that he's all right.
Me too. Keep up the happy spirit, bro, because, you know, I like listening to you guys in the morning, not all this nonsense. So now we have to deal with a mass shooting. First Pittsburgh, Colorado. I mean, our state is enough. Enough with the enough mass shooting crap, seriously.
I'm with you on that, Ari. So you're going to the Family Reunification Center that's set up at 1375 East Jance Road here in Thousand Oaks.
Yeah,
so.
Yep, right in Cleo.
Keep us updated, man. Thoughts and prayers go with you and your friend who's a security guard there at the Borderline Bar and Grill, bro.
I definitely will. Thanks, Edgar. Love you, man.
Love you too, man. Appreciate you calling in, Ari.
All right, Edgar. Bye, buddy.
So wild to hear that, man.
It's heartbreaking.
Ari's one of our listeners calls in all the time. Super hype always. Super excited about life. And it's just crazy when it hits close to home like this.
It's like that number of people at a college night, you know, young folks, Cal Lutheran, a lot of local kids, a lot of local people. Like, there's no way that your life will not be affected in some way or another today, which is why, even if it's just friends or friends of friends, there's like a level of heaviness you feel, which is, you know, why we're here to, you know, let you guys kind of voice yourselves, man. We're all in it together.
And it's heartbreaking. I mean, right now we have the TV on in here. You see parents and friends standing outside the bar waiting to hear about their loved ones, and it's just I can't even imagine being one of those people. You know, it's just it's heartbreaking.
So true, Chels. Familia, we have posted up on our social media the emergency hotline number, also the address for the Family Reunification Center. If you think a loved one was at the Borderline Bar and Grill last night here in Thousand Oaks, okay, our social media is at 97.1 Amp Radio. We're in this together. We're with you. Thoughts and prayers to the victims, their families, and the survivors that right now are fighting to stay alive.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Free. She's giving stuff away.
Well, kind of.
She does give a lot of stuff out.
She released her 2018 list of favorite things. And I wish she was giving away a car, but she's not. But it's a record setter, this list. So it's basically, the list includes 107 items, making it the biggest list in its 22-year history. It includes everything. I always love checking it out because it's always like the most random things, you know? It includes everything from a doggy DNA kit to a $168 adult onesie.
These are like all things you must have for the holidays or what?
Yeah, they're like random things. Like there's like a foot massager. Yeah. There's like a certain water, like the latest technology of like a water bottle. There's all just like really random things. So they're all like gift ideas, you know?
If you make it on her list, you're a millionaire, right? Like as a business.
It's like Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we should do our own for the holidays, like in December. We should do our own our own top 10 favorite things list that are more reasonable, you know? It's like taquitos from 7-Eleven.
You know what I would include on? Actually, I just bought this thing from Amazon. They're these like little bean bags that you put in your shoes when they smell bad.
No way.
And I randomly came across them. I think it was like, you know, it found me on a website. I was like, oh, I actually need that. I realized my shoes, the ones I'm wearing right now, my Vans, were smelling rough.
Oh my God.
So I got these things and they actually are working quite well. So
Chelsea,
that's what I would put on it.
I appreciate you doing something about that. We didn't want to bring it up. We felt like, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
I was like,
you know,
I don't know how she's going to take it, you know, but I'm glad you did something about that. We were blaming it on the chairs. We're like, yo, everybody sits on these chairs. They probably fart up a storm
all
day.
It's all musty in here.
Yeah, but thank you, Chelsea, for solving that issue.
Yep. I love the idea of getting those for somebody for Christmas. Like, you're like, hey, I got you these beanbags. Put in your shoes. And your shoes don't smell. And they're like, me? Really? What are you trying to say? Oh, your shoes stink.
Hey, you should try one in your mouth, too.
It's a good stocking stuffer. This is kind of cool for the list, also, because I feel like a lot of times the things are really expensive. But for the first time, her list will feature 50 items under the price of $50.
Oh, amen.
So that's cool. All right, Johnny Depp. has revealed he is a hothead.
Captain Jack Sparrow. Is this a dream?
So that could obviously be taken a couple ways, but let me explain. So he basically revealed that in order to become his iconic Pirates of the Caribbean character, Captain Jack Sparrow, he spent a lot of time in saunas.
Really?
Yeah. So he said, I figured Captain Jack is a guy who's been on the high seas for probably all his life, the majority of his life at least, and therefore he probably dealt with a lot of inescapable heat to the brain. So he would sit there for as long as he could until it started to affect him mentally. And then he basically would, he's like, my brain just became very hot, and so I could kind of get in the same mindset of him being a hothead.
I'm convinced, based on how Johnny Depp's acted over the past few years, that he's always been Jack Sparrow, and he's acted as Johnny Depp.
There you go.
Like, every time you see him, he's like, get in the cave. What is the character of Johnny Depp? But really, in real life, he's Captain Jack Sparrow.
I always think it's so interesting, though, to hear what actors and actresses do, like the lengths they go to become their character. I think it's fascinating. And they even say, like, some of them, like, go into depression because they're trying, like, they are trying to get into the head of this character. It's just fascinating to me.
I mean, it can be dangerous, too. Yeah. There's a lot of things you'll read about actors who, well, I mean, we've had some tragedies with actors in the past, but like the actors, after the role is over, they have to have like a almost like a reintegration into real life where they have to go do things that are normal for them because they've been acting like some supervillain, like being so morbid the whole time, trying to project that on film and on screen, and then they come out of it and their family's like, dude, you need to go to like Aruba, Solana Beach, drink out of a pineapple.
Disconnect.
There's this Latino actor that portrayed Pablo Escobar in a television series on Telemundo, and he had to go to therapy afterwards because he was so into that character and like living that life. It was wild, man.
I mean, sometimes you binge watch a show long enough and you feel like you're you feel like I'm gangster, and then imagine if you were the gangster in the thing.
I remember binge watching Breaking Bad and kind of feeling that same way, like being just feeling really dark about everything. Like, oh my god, I've seen people be beheaded before. Like, it was a dark headspace for me. Anyways, I've moved on since then. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app.
Speaking about Johnny Depp, you can catch him at the movie Fantastic Beasts screening. We got 4 tickets for the advanced screening of Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. Be caller 9 and you win.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
This morning we're united with you, sending love and prayers to anybody who was affected by the mass shooting that happened last night here at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks. And instead of focusing on who the shooter was and who did this, who also died, and in any way, shape, or form, saying and mentioning their name, which they don't deserve, we want to focus on the heroes that helped many people get away last night. Coming up next, you'll hear one of the heroes' testimonies and what he did to be able to save over 30 people during the mass shooting.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. And just like you, I reached out to get my phone this morning. One of the first things that I do waking up, and I saw all the notifications of the mass shooting that happened last night here at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks. And just my heart sunk, and I was like, no, not another one. Why? You know? And now we're finding out more information of everything that happened, and we're choosing not to highlight, you know, in any way, shape, or form who the shooter was or even mention this person's name because they don't deserve their name to be mentioned. That's our belief in that situation. But we do want to highlight heroes that are coming out of the story where they've helped save people and help them escape. And just a little bit of context, if this is the first time you hear about this. So this club last night was hosting a country western college night with students, majority from Pepperdine University, Cal Lutheran, Moorpark College. Unfortunately, 13 people dead, including a Ventura County Sheriff's Sergeant, and the gunman also is dead. It happened around 11:20 p.m. And on our social media, we have an emergency hotline and also the Family Reunification Center address for you to go to or to call if you believe you have a loved one that was there last night. It's on our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. But definitely want to share this story of Matt Winterstrom. He's definitely a hero, helped save over 30 people as the shooting was going on. He heard a break in the shooting, and this is him explaining what happened.
Basically heard the shots. It was a tall, probably 6'2", 6'3", with his hood on, and he basically was unloading, and all I did was grab as many people as I could and pull them underneath the table until I heard a break in the shots, and then we got people out of there as much as we could.
It sounds like you smashed a window out.
Yeah, we did.
Describe that.
Bar stools go through windows.
I mean, I interviewed somebody who went through that window. You helped get them out, so you pulled a lot of people out, it sounds like.
That's all we could do. The only thing that I could have wished for is to have something better than a bar stool.
You just gotta Man, I get chills listening to that because I can't imagine being in that situation, you know? Right. And Matt is an absolute hero. He was fearless. He got up when usually most people want to stay down. He got up, and you don't know how long that break is going to be where the shooter's taking that break. Through this bar stool, through the window, a bunch of people jumped out of it. A lot of people from the second floor. I heard another witness. She's a woman, and she said, I don't know who did, but somebody got up and broke the windows and just waited for all of us to get out of that specific room, and we just jumped out thanks to that person. And now we found that person. It's Matt Winterstrom.
Well, it's always hard to know. I mean, it's impossible to know, I guess, unless you're in it, but to know how you'll react when something like this happens, when there's some sort of a mass hysteria of any kind, whether it be from a shooting or something else, you always wonder how people are going to react. And there are people who just instinctually are going to try to help. They're going to run towards. And that's why, you know, thankful for all our first responders and the and thankful for the officer. I mean, unfortunately, tragically lost his life. But those are the people that we that go into those fields, those people that when they hear gunshots, they hear chaos, they hear, you know, the potential loss of human life, they go towards it instead of away. And that takes a special person to do that. And there's and thankfully, we have those people in our communities. Yes. We just don't know who we are until something like this happens.
Yeah, and the amount of courage it takes to stand up and be that person, because obviously I can't, I mean, I can imagine you just be frozen with fear, you know, like knowing that your life is at risk. You're seeing things that you can never unsee, these traumatizing things. So, you know, obviously so thankful for people like him. Yeah, and I'm sure there were many more, too.
People jumping in and, you know, on the scene, triage and being, you know, being the first medical responders of those people that were still in the borderline who were keeping pressure on wounds once the shooting stopped.
You don't know what's going on, if it's over or not.
Not a clue.
Later on in the interview with Matt Winterstrom, because it went for a long period of time, but they asked him about that. Like, weren't you afraid? And he said, no. He's like, I know where I'm going to go if I die. I'm going to go to heaven, and I'm okay with that. And therefore, I was trying to do everything I could just to help the people around me in my community. So, congrats to you, Matt. Thank you for your bravery and your courage, and for many more that will find out more stories like this. And these are the people that we decide to highlight and honor in a situation like this. We're sending our love along with you, our prayers to the victims' families, the victims that are still fighting for their life right now. We are with you together.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Oh, man, you're about to hear some awkward audio of a conversation between a famous Fortnite gamer and a little kid's mom. Oh, this is so awkward. You're going to cringe. So basically, this is a cat named Jack Courage Dunlop, right? Huge gamer, streams himself playing Fortnite, which is a big, huge video game right now on Twitch, also YouTube. Bunch of little kids look up to these guys, you know, like, oh man, one day I want to play at that level, you know?
Well, it's a crazy, crazy industry now, and especially with YouTube and stuff, is kids watching people play video games. That's something that I never would have anticipated being something that would be so big. Is just my godson, we just got him an Xbox because his grades, he's got straight A's, so we just got him an Xbox.
Congrats, man.
He literally will sit there at 12 years old and just watch other people playing the game. Like, I'm like, are you trying to learn tricks and stuff? He's like, no, I just think it's cool.
Well, it's been a big thing for a while. Like, PewDiePie was the most subscribers on YouTube, and he's for the last like 10 years. I think that's died down a little bit because he's went through a bunch of controversial things, but like, he was always the most subscribed to YouTuber. He's a gamer. I mean, that's his thing.
Listen, to them, it's probably like us growing up watching the Lakers or the Dodgers. To them, it's like they're watching their favorite quote-unquote athlete.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So anyways, so Courage found out that these two kids were about 10 years old. He found out that they were huge fans of his, right? So he's like, you know what? I'm going to surprise them and jump on a Fortnite game with them and chat with them on their headphones and have a conversation. So as a surprise, it's a nice thing to do, right? So as he's doing this, one of the kids' moms walks into the room and apparently checks up on his kid all the time, which is really good. Yo, who are you talking to on the other side? Who's on with you? Oh, is it just your friend who's 10 or who else is on there, right? As she should. She puts on the headset, and next thing you know, she's talking to a grown man named Courage who's playing a video game with his son, with her son. Check this out.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Just gaming some Fortnite.
Okay, and do you usually play with boys this age? Do you know how old they are?
No. Oh, hey, listen, they watch my videos. I joined in to surprise them, and then next thing you know,
And do you usually surprise boys this age?
Oh, hey.
Well, my son is very happy that you are playing with him, but I'd like to know if do this often.
So, I'm a YouTuber. I make YouTube videos, and he's a fan of mine.
How much longer are you guys going to play?
Another round or two.
Yeah, his friend Dominic here just invited him because Dominic watches me too, so I joined up to be...
Mine was allowed to play one game.
Perfect. All right, sounds Thank good. You. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. What a nice lady.
Yeah, good mom.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I literally just got flashbacks of when I'd be talking to my crush on the phone and my dad would get to the other end and be like, hey, Chelsea, who are you talking to? So it's time to get off the phone. That's literally what it reminds me of. I feel hot.
You usually talk this late, Chelsea. Yeah,
exactly.
You know what's funny about it is just the moment of panic in, Courage? The gamer's voice?
Yeah.
Because it is a mad, awkward thing for a mom who's completely disconnected from that world and is concerned, like, yo, who are you talking to? You're talking to a grown man. You're talking to a kid. Do you usually talk to kids?
Yes.
He's like, hold on.
It sounds bad. Yeah,
this is like literally if you went up to like Kobe Bryant signing an autograph for a kid, we're like, do you usually sign things for little
normal.
Kids? Like,
do you usually surprise little kids like this? Who are you playing with? Some guy named Courage? Courage?
He probably had to bring in Dominic. Just be like, hey, whoa, Dominic's here too. He's like, I'm here too.
But also, what a boss mom, for coming in and just being like, I appreciate that she's being nosy, as she should be, because you don't know what your kids are doing online.
Absolutely. Boss mom right there, as one of the kids said, yeah, definitely. Good mom.
Good mom. Totally, dude.
Confirm. She's cool.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. We want to take a moment to send our love united with you and our prayers to the victims, their families, the survivors of last night's mass shooting at the Borderline Bar and Grill here in Thousand Oaks. We also want to honor so far the heroes' stories that we've been learning about so far. Matt Wennerstrom, who was there at the club and between shots being fired, got up and put a bar stool through a window so over 30 people would be able to escape. Also, want to honor the hero, Ventura County Sheriff's Office Sergeant Ron Helis, a 29-year veteran of the department. He survived by his wife and son, one of the first ones on the scene, fearlessly ran in there and unfortunately has passed away. Thank you, though, for your heroic and courage involvement in the shooting.
And though we aren't a news show, we're here for you. If you need to talk to somebody, you can text us right now, 877-971-HITS. We're here all morning with you. You know, we're here to celebrate the highs and to also be here for you with the lows. So just know that we're thinking about you all and we're here for you.
Absolutely. Thank you, familia. Our thoughts, love, and prayer are with the victim.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Get ready. We're about to do another exit interview. I'm sure you've been in that situation where somebody broke it off with you. You were in a happy relationship. Next thing you know, things ended. And the most frustrating thing is you don't really know why it ended.
Mm-hmm.
You thought things were going well, but you're like, what's up? And that person won't tell you necessarily. You don't know if they're lying to you or they're just saying and making up some excuse to make you feel better. But you really want to know the truth and get closure.
Well, it's like one of those things where if they don't tell you exactly why and it kind of something sounds fishy, then you walk off torturing yourself. Like, oh, was it like, did I wear weird shoes once?
I feel like sometimes too, when it's like a shorter relationship, people just don't want to put the time in to like communicate what went wrong. It's kind of like, okay, it just didn't work out.
Sure.
Exactly. So on the line, we have Roger from Costa Mesa and he wants us to do an exit interview on his ex-girlfriend. Actually, producer Brad has already reached out to her and she's agreed to do it, the survey. And let's get some more details from him. Roger, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing great. You sound like a really nice guy. I mean, just based off of a good morning, but...
Well, yeah.
Roger, break it down, bro. Tell us a little more about your relationship.
So I was with this girl, Julia, for about, I guess, 4.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we met each other at this house party, kind of hit it off. And our first date was a full day together on the beach.
Wow.
It's a good date.
Yeah. And we got to know each other really well. Things were going great. She was really fun, sexy. She had great chemistry, I thought. I'd say about 3 weeks ago, I could sense something was on, and she just kind of dropped on me over dinner that she didn't want to be in a relationship anymore, and that it wasn't my fault, she claims, but she just needed some time to work on herself.
Oh, yeah.
And, I'm not buying that.
Well, that's always one of those things like, what? What do you need to work on? Do you want to learn a new language? Like, what are you trying to do?
Are you trying to get a six-pack?
Like, yeah.
Exactly.
And at the end of the day, no matter what, if you want to be with someone, you figure it out.
All right, Roger. Well, check it out, man. Coming up next, We will speak to your ex, Julia. She's accepted to be on with us for this exit interview. But here's a caveat, bro. You won't be able to speak to her because we really just want to listen to what she has to say.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because we want to keep a little bit of like a safe buffer between the two of you so that she doesn't feel attacked. We don't want an argument.
I have a quick question. Are you still not over it? Like, say she said she wanted to get back together, would you?
Let me know coming up next, Roger. And we'll also talk to Julia.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea about to do an exit interview on our listener Roger's ex-girlfriend. Her name is Julia. They were together for about 4.5 months. He says things were going great. All of a sudden, Julia decided to end things with him. And the excuse that she gave, or the reasoning, was, I need to work on myself. It's not you, it's me. As you can imagine, that's very frustrating, not having closure. So Roger reached out to us and his girlfriend has already been contacted by our producer, Brad, and she's agreed to answer our survey in our exit interview to see what really happened, get some closure, and what he can do better in the future in other relationships. Roger, you still there?
I'm still here.
Before we talk to Julia, Chelsea asked you if there's still something inside of you that wants to get back with Julia.
Definitely. I'm very into getting back together, and I thought the chemistry is great.
All right, my man. So we're going to talk to Julia now for the exit interview. The only rule is you cannot speak while we're asking her questions because we don't want them to feel like they're getting ambushed. And honestly, we just want to listen for you to get true closure, okay?
Got it.
All right. Julia, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for being a good sport about this and helping Roger get closure. So I'm just going to ask you a couple questions here, like survey style, and then freely answer, okay?
Okay.
Before you tell us ultimately the real reason why you believe you ended things with Roger, how would you rank the chemistry you guys had, especially in the kissing department?
I would say probably like an 8 or 9.
Oh, that's pretty good. High. Yeah, it's high.
Mm-hmm. And that's 1 out of 10, not 1 out of 100, right?
Yeah, it's like 8%. It's 80.
Yeah, that's definitely on the 10 scale. He had a nice balance of the techniques.
Okay. Kind of along those lines. Overall, in the bedroom, what do you rank him from 1 to 10? 10 being amazing?
Again, I would probably say 8 or 9. He was very attentive.
Okay.
Good mixture of techniques again, I'm assuming.
So it sounds like on that end, things were firing on all cylinders. Things were going great.
And that's a big part of the relationship.
Yeah.
Would you recommend him to anybody else as a boyfriend? Like, if he were to put you down as a reference, per se. Not that he would, but just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I think he would be an excellent fit for someone else because he is very, very nice. And for me, it was just a little bit too nice, almost to the point where he was kind of a pushover, and you know, I would find myself kind of steamrolling over him, and I have a very strong personality, and I kind of need someone to push back, not someone who's yes, yes, yes all the time.
So when you said, and you told him the reason why you want to break things off was because you needed to work on yourself, is the real reason just because he's too much of a pushover?
Yeah. I don't think we're a good fit for each other personality-wise because he is agreeable to the point of annoyance. Yeah. The last draw that I had, we were at a bar and he stepped away to go to the restroom. And while he was away, this guy came up to me and started hitting on me. And then he started being kind of vulgar and a little too pushy, a little too close. And Roger saw this kind of escalate, and at no point did he step in. Huh. And I'm a strong woman, but you know, sometimes we need the extra help.
So basically, you're saying he's a little biatch sometimes.
It just kind of felt like I was carrying a lot of the weight, and yeah, like small things were starting to get on my nerves. Like, you know, we'd be in the car, and someone would cut him off, and he would just be like, maybe he's having a bad day. And I'm just like, oh, do you ever get mad? I want someone real, not perfect.
All right, last but not least, do you see any chance of you guys getting back together if he were to, quote unquote, man up?
I'd honestly be open to it because the initial chemistry was so good. But like I said, I'm wanting someone real, not perfect.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, and we'll wrap up with this because we got to get back to Roger. And he's probably going crazy not being able to speak right now. Why didn't you just communicate that to him?
Because I thought that I would be met with another, yeah, babe, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Julia. I appreciate you doing our exit interview to help out your ex. Find out the real reason why you ended things. So you have a great day and great week.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Roger.
Yes.
If you just tuned in, Familia, Roger had been with his girlfriend Julia for about 4.5 months. She ended things. The reason she gave was basically, I need to go work on myself. But we just found out through our exit interview, she didn't like that he was just a pushover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And agreed to everything, wouldn't stand up for her, wouldn't have her back. Roger, does that resonate with you?
You better disagree with us, man. We need some fire out of you right now.
I think I'm too polite. I guess it's just the way I was raised. She was right. I kind of was surprised by that guy in the bar. He was being really rude, and I did not. I mean, I kind of wanted to clock the guy, but instead I bottled up a little much. But I think I can make a better impression and if we try it again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I think the interesting thing is she did say she was open to it, but as long as you can, you know, change a little bit or work on not being a little bitch.
Now, and let me just say this, Roger, there's nothing wrong with you not wanting conflict and you being respectful to people and all the above. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, don't change for somebody else if that's really who you're not.
That makes sense.
Stop agreeing with us. I'm just kidding.
Come on.
Roger, appreciate you, man. Hopefully this was helpful, man.
Thank you. It is. Take care.
It sounds like poor dude just suffering from LBS.
LBS? What's that, bro?
Lil Biatch Syndrome.
Oh, come on. Really? Is it a thing?
It's got to be a cure, man.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
I reached out to get my phone this morning. One of the first things that I do waking up, and I saw all the notifications of the mass shooting that happened last night here at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks. And just my heart sunk, and I was like, no, not another one. Why? You know, and now we're finding out more information of everything that happened, and we're choosing not to highlight, you know, in any way, shape, or form who the shooter was or even mention this person's name because they don't deserve their name to be mentioned. That's our belief in that situation. But we do want to highlight heroes that are coming out of the story where they've helped save people and help them escape. And just a little bit of context, if this is the first time you hear about this. So this club last night was hosting a country western college night with students, majority from Pepperdine University, Cal Lutheran, Moore Park College. Unfortunately, 13 people dead, including a Ventura County Sheriff's Sergeant, and the gunman also is dead. It happened around 11:20 p.m. And on our social media, we have an emergency hotline and also the Family Reunification Center address for you to go to or to call if you believe you have a loved one that was there last night. It's on our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. But definitely want to share this story of Matt Winterstrom. He's definitely a hero, helped save over 30 people as the shooting was going on. He heard a break in the shooting, and this is him explaining what happened.
Basically heard the shots. It was a tall, probably 6'2", 6'3", with his hood on, and he basically was unloading, and all I did was grab as many people as I could and pull them underneath the table until I heard a break in the shots, and then we got people out of there as much as we could.
It sounds like you smashed the window out.
Yeah, we did. Bar stools go through windows.
I mean, I interviewed somebody who went through that window. You helped get them out, so you pulled a lot of people out, it sounds like.
That's all we could do. I'm here to protect my friends, my family, my fellow humans, and I know where I'm going if I die, so I was not worried to sacrifice. So all I wanted to do was get as many people out of there as possible.
Man, I get chills listening to that. I can't imagine being in that situation. Matt is an absolute hero. He was fearless. He got up when usually most people want to stay down. He got up, and you don't know how long that break is going to be, where the shooter's taking that break. Through this bar stool, through the window, a bunch of people jumped out of it. A lot of people from the second floor. I heard another witness. She's a woman, and she said, I don't know who did, but somebody got up and broke the windows and just waited for all of us to get out of that specific room, and we just jumped out thanks to that person. And now we found that person. It's Matt Winterstrom.
Well, it's always hard to know. I mean, it's impossible to know, I guess, unless you're in it, but to know how you'll react when something like this happens, when there's some sort of a mass hysteria of any kind, whether it be from a shooting or something else, you always wonder how people are going to react. And there are people who just instinctually are going to try to help. They're going to run towards. And that's why, you know, thankful for all our first responders and and thankful for the officer. I mean, unfortunately, tragically lost his life. But those are the people that that go into those fields, those people that when they hear gunshots, they hear chaos, they hear, you know, the potential loss of human life, they go towards it instead of away. And that takes a special person to do that. And there's And thankfully, we have those people in our communities. Yes. We just don't know who we are until something like this happens.
Yeah, and the amount of courage it takes to stand up and be that person. Because obviously, I can't, I mean, I can imagine you just be frozen with fear, you know, like knowing that your life is at risk. You're seeing things that you can never unsee, these traumatizing things. So, you know, obviously so thankful for people like him. Yeah, and I'm sure there are many more, too.
People jumping in and, you know, on the scene, triage and being, you know, being the first medical responders of those people that were still in the borderline who were keeping pressure on wounds once the shooting stopped.
You don't know what's going on, if it's
exactly
over or not.
Not a clue.
Congrats to you, Matt. Thank you for your bravery and your courage, and for many more that will find out more stories like this. And these are the people that we decide to highlight and honor in a situation like this. We're sending our love along with you, our prayers to the victims' families, the victims that are still fighting for their life right now. We are with you. We would love to hear from you. We're opening up our phone lines or text messages for you to vent, to talk about this. 877-971-HITS, 877-971-4487. We're a community. This happened in our own home, and we got to band together more than ever in love and in prayer and be there for each other. So we'd love to hear from you. And also, we do have the name, speaking about highlighting heroes, of the Ventura County Sheriff's Office sergeant that did die in the mass shooting. His name is Ron Helas. He was a 29-year veteran of the department, and he's survived by his wife and his son. And for those of you that have family members that are in law enforcement, you see them say goodbye, and you don't know if they're coming back because they're out there protecting us and doing the best possible. He's one of the first responders that was there, and he went in no matter what, trying to save people. So thank you, and our thoughts and prayers go out to his family, his wife, and his son.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea, and we're united with you today in the morning of this tragedy, the mass shooting that happened yesterday at the Borderline Bar and Grill here in Thousand Oaks. We're with you together in love and prayer, and we're just taking your calls for you to vent, for you to talk about whatever's on your mind. It happened here in our home. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Melissa from Oxnard, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us, Melissa. We're here with you as a community, with our listeners. What's on your mind in regards to the tragedy that happened last night?
Well, first of all, I mean, anytime this happens, I mean, it even if it's not near me, it just breaks my heart. Like, if it's happening or it's happened to me or somebody I know, all I can say is, you know, I asked my mom before, like, Mom, you know, I'm 30. And I asked my mom before, like, Mom, you know, maybe I was just small. Maybe I was naive. Maybe I didn't know. But I just don't feel like the world was like this when I was little. You know, am I wrong? And my mom told me, like, you know, you're right. It wasn't this bad. And, you know, I remember being able to play outside until it got dark. And my mom said, you know, as long as you're in by dark and, you know, things like that. And we just can't do that anymore. There's times where, you know, I've gone to big events, you know, I take my kids to parades or we go places. And sometimes it'll cross my mind, like, what would I do if something happened here?
Mm-hmm. Melissa, that's so true. And Chelsea was just talking about this earlier off the air. But it is those moments where you kind of now, it pops up in your mind out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, but also, we can't allow these people that terrorize us, that these mass shooters, to rob us of living our life and being joyful and going out with our friends and being with our kids and family that we love and enjoying life. You know, it's easier said than done, but we can't give up that control to them, you know?
It is one of those things that, you know, you feel like that, you feel helpless, but it's also, let's try to channel that into ways to, you know, continue to make our communities safer, continue to talk about the things that we need to talk about, even when they're hard, even when it's heavy and it feels heavy today, and continue to try to work to create that environment that you remember as a child where it felt safer, because that's ultimately what we're looking for, is to feel safer and to have people, you know, the people who stepped up in this tragedy. We had a lot of people who just ran to it and started, you know, started helping and doing their thing. So work with our kids to be those human beings.
Yeah. Yeah, but I know what you're saying. Yeah. It's weird. I even like sent out a tweet today being like, oh yeah, sending out prayers, but does that even matter anymore, you know? Like, we're every time this happens, we sit there and we say, like, we send out prayers, and Edgar's right. It's like we have to be positive, and we can't live in fear right now.
Melissa, thank you so much for calling in. We love you. Thank you for being part of our community, and we're in this together, okay?
Thank you, guys. I love you guys, too.
Thank you so much. Let's go to our next caller, Sophie from Thousand Oaks. Sophie, thank you for being with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Sophie, our phone screener said that you were actually at the Borderline Bar and Grill last night?
I actually was not, but my friend.
Your friend.
She goes to my church. She goes every single night. Her name is Noelle Sparks. She was there last night, and no one has heard back from her yet.
Jeez.
And she's not answering her phone. And she actually posted on her Snapchat story a picture of Borderline before the shooting saying, "It's been a quiet night," like right before the shooting, which is like the most eerie thing.
Right.
And no one has heard back from her. Her name is Noelle Sparks.
I'm writing that down. Noelle Sparks, right?
And let's hope that I know a lot of people haven't heard from their loved ones yet who are at the Borderline, but you know, one thing that you can kind of hang on to some optimism in that is in those situations, phones are flying, purses are flying, things are flying, phones are lost, phones are broken. So don't lose hope in that. Mm-hmm. And I know we'll all be thinking positive for your friend and for everybody there right now who's listening, who is concerned about someone. I mean, that's there's a lot of people that are still unaccounted for. Yeah.
Sophie, I do want to add this. Maybe you already know or maybe not, but there is a family reunification center that has been set up. And we have the address for you. It's up on our social media as well, at 97.1 Amp Radio. There's also an emergency hotline that you can reach out to see if they can locate your friend, Noelle Sparks. And if anybody that's listening right now knows of Noelle Sparks and where she's at currently, please let us know. You can reach out directly to us, 877-971-HITS. And just to give a little bit of that information, Sophie, so it's at 1375 East Jans Road in Thousand Oaks is where the Family Reunification Center is at. And the number's 805-465-6650. Once again, all this info is up on our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. And if you hang on the line, we can make sure you get that information.
Yeah. Sweet. Thank you so much. Yeah. And I just know a bunch of people that go. One of my friends, close friends, actually goes every Wednesday night and, like, by the grace of God, like, didn't go last night just out of being invited to something else very last minute. But it was his like 10th time in a row that would have been going. So, pretty crazy.
And it was,
you never think it will happen to you until it does.
That's so true. And we know it was a country western college night going on last night when the mass shooting happened. And we were just talking about this off there as well. A lot of people that were there were also at the event in Las Vegas where there was a mass shooting.
The Route 91
festival. So it's just like wild what our community keeps living over and over again.
Well, it's also like you don't think you're ever going to run into something like this in your life. And then to be in it twice, you know, for those people that were potentially at the bar and were also at the Las Vegas shooting. I mean, it's unreal that's kind of where our world is right now.
Sophie, please keep us updated. We have your number and you have our number. Please reach out to us once you find out.
Sure.
And we're praying that Noelle Sparks, your friend, is in good shape and she's a survivor, okay?
Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Sophie. Please hold on the line so we get you all the info, okay? Hold on.
All right, for sure.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
And we're united this morning with you in love and prayer, sending our absolute best to the families of the victims and the current survivors of last night's mass shooting here at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks. One of the most frustrating parts of it, the fact that, one, it keeps happening over and over again, unfortunately. But number two is, like, you feel helpless sometimes in the sense, like, you want to do something. Like, what can I do? I see this happening, especially here in our hometown now. Like, what can I do? And sometimes you feel frustrated because you can't find a way to help. And we're going to provide one of those ways, especially for the survivors that are still injured and that are needing attention at hospitals around the area in Thousand Oaks.
Yeah, right now, especially up in the Los Robles hospital area, which up in Ventura and Thousand Oaks off of Jans Road, they need emergency blood. So if you can donate blood this morning, if you're O negative, that's a universal donor. But if you can donate any blood, they're going to need blood. There's a lot of trauma victims that are going to need blood. So the address is 106 West Jans Road. Go there from 10 a.m. to 2. Make appointments by calling 877-25-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L. And get up there, donate blood, do what you can. I am an O negative. I have an O negative blood type, so I will be donating blood down in the Los Angeles area as soon as I can get out of here to do it. Because regardless, they're gonna have blood supplies that are depleted, and it's kind of an unsung hero type thing to donate blood. You can do it at Children's Hospital, Red Cross.
Yeah.
We don't really think about it. For me, I mean, I've done it so many times that it takes me like 4 minutes to fill up a bag. It's nothing. They give me a little box juice and a cookie, and I'm on my way. But that can be like a life saving situation for someone who has been wounded critically and needs blood now.
Listen, and this is real, guys. Just yesterday, my mom's been in the hospital for about a week now. due to a complication with her health and a blood disorder that she has. But, you know, that's what's keeping her alive. So, and that's a hospital in Riverside where, you know, there's not all of a sudden an influx of people needing blood right away. You know what I'm saying? So you can imagine the demand is very high right now in that area. So please, if you can go out there, 406 West Jance Road in Thousand Oaks, to donate blood as soon as you can. You're literally going to be helping save these survivors' lives and making it through so they can come out and be reunited with their families. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll get all this information up on our social media as well at 97.1 Amp Radio. Make sure you go out and donate blood. Coming up next, we're going to be checking in with our sister station, KNX 1070 News. One of our reporters out there. That's live from the scene, giving us an up-to-date situation on what's going on. Also, we have a survivor from Route 91, the Vegas mass shooting, that wants to talk to our community and give them hope this morning. So stay tuned to that.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We have opened up the phone lines or text lines for you to call in and vent and tell us anything you want in regards to the mass shooting that we are mourning this morning and just feeling terrible about because it happened again. And this time at the Borderline Bar and Grill here in Thousand Oaks. And we just want to open it up. We're a community. We're united with you in this, in love and in prayers. And also, up on our social media, we have information in regards to the emergency hotline established to assist people in our community trying to find a loved one that was potentially there last night. Also, the Family Reunification Center address is up on our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. And where you can go donate blood, which is definitely needed today, okay? Let's go to our phone lines. Paige from Thousand Oaks, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Thank you so much for reaching out, Paige. We know you are a survivor of Route 91, the mass shooting that happened in Las Vegas. And here we are now in your hometown of Thousand Oaks at another country western event. Please let us know what's on your mind, what's on your heart this morning.
You know, it's just really unfortunate that it just keeps happening, and you never really think it's gonna happen to you, and then it happens, and then just over, you know, a little over a year later, it happens again. It's just, you know, we keep reliving it, but, you know, the country music community and the Thousand Oaks community, we're really strong, and we all come together, and, you know, I just think that hate doesn't get to win. You know, it doesn't get to win. They, you know, all these people that are setting these things up and wreaking terror on our communities, you know, we're going to come together and we're going to fight and we're going to be stronger than, you know, that one night that they pulled. And, you know, my prayers and thoughts go out to all of our families and our friends and anybody that was there. And, you know, anybody needs anything, we're all here, and there's so much support and love for you guys. And, you know, it's just so sad that our community is going through it.
Mm-hmm. Again, I just texted my friends who were at Route 91 last year, just that I love them, because I know this can be such a hard day for you to see these news stories and to have it happen in your backyard and to relive some of your own traumas. And I don't have anything to say to any of my friends that survived it. Some of my best friends from college, but just, I love you, man. Like, I know today, waking up to that has got to be painful.
As someone who's gone through this before, what are your words of wisdom, and how, like, family members and just people of the community can help each other? Like, well, what would you say?
You know, hug your family, be around your family, be around your friends. There's a lot of support groups to go to. I know sometimes people are ashamed to admit that they're hurting or that, you know, they're still affected by it weeks and months later, but, you know, you take care of it. It's still something that, you know, you have to, you know, live through, and you have to, like, overcome, you know, those things that scare you and not wanting to be in crowds anymore and all that stuff. Just reach out for help. Reach out for, you know, everybody's here for you. You're not alone.
Paige, it's one thing for us to say, let's not allow hate, terror, these cowards to rob us of our joy, to rob us of the opportunity to continue enjoying life and each other. It's one thing for us to say, because at least here in this room, none of us have experienced a mass shooting or being involved in one.
Right.
But hearing it from you, like, you went through this a year ago, it just gives me chills. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for giving us that encouragement and that hope for our community. So thank you so much for calling in and giving those words of hope.
Always, you know.
Yeah, we love you. We're here for you. I mean, that's, if we can offer anything in this platform, in this studio, it's to even our country music family, our friends, people that are part of our lives. Like, we love you. We're here for you. We know we're here for you for the tragedy. We're here for you for the support.
Yeah, and we're a family, and that's the thing. If anything, this is a time when we need to come together and be there for each other and talk about it and just be as positive as we can.
So, Paige, again, thank you. We love you, and thank you for, again, your words of hope. And just to remind us to really enjoy our loved ones. Mm-hmm. Every moment of life, because the next moment's not guaranteed.
Right.
And we got to enjoy and love and respect each other no matter what. So thank you, Paige.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate you and I love you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Paige. Love you too.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Today, united in love, in prayers, and sending our best to all the people that have been affected by last night's mass shooting at the Borderline Bar and Grill here in Thousand Oaks. We're going to be checking in right now. We have live information from the scene. On the phone line, we have Craig Figner from our sister station, KNX 1070 News. And he is live from the Borderline Bar and Grill right now in Thousand Oaks, ready to give us some of the latest details. Craig, thank you for being with us.
Such a heartbreaking scene out here. You know, family members and friends really quickly came out here. You know, a lot of people who said, hey, I know somebody who's at Borderline Bar, and they wanted to, you know, see that they're okay, because a lot of people hadn't heard from family and friends or close ones. And unfortunately, we don't have identities yet. So the law enforcement, you know, they're working, doing the investigation of the crime scene, which we're told is horrific inside. And after that, they'll begin identifying the victim. So there's this agonizing wait for answers for too many people.
Wow, it's such a multi-pronged situation, because you've got the crime scene that needs to be processed. And in the meantime, you've got families and friends looking for their loved ones frantically. Can you talk about how fast all the first responders, Ventura County, like how fast were they able to set all that up to treat the victims and also help those that are still survivors reunite with their families?
Right. All morning I've been talking with witnesses. I talked to this one lady. She says, all right, I live near Borderline. It was 11:20 last night. Suddenly the music stopped, because usually she could hear it from where she lives. And she said the next thing she knew were sirens. It was just like almost immediately. The first two responder, this team, this a CHP officer and a Ventura County Sheriff's Sergeant who was killed. And
wow.
They were the first here, and they are credited with stopping this, confronting the gunman, but losing the Sheriff's Sergeant his life in the process. So the investigation, yeah, it takes time, and that's first and foremost. And then after that, they can go through and identify the victims. But all of that, it happens so quick. I mean, law enforcement is sharp on this. Unfortunately, too often we've got these mass shootings. I mean, it is a terrible American tragedy.
Right. It's something that tragedy is becoming, like, we're getting desensitized to it. We don't want to be. So, Craig, how can people find and follow you to get the latest details from KNX? Where can people find you guys at?
There's a lot of new information all coming out all the time. The Family Reunification Center is set up, and that's where people can go to reconnect or to get information. But we're putting all this out on our Twitter feed. It's at KNX1070. Or also the website at knx1070.com. We're all out here working this on the ground and putting out that information.
Thanks so much for being on there, doing what you do. We will also link over to all the KNX information from 97.1 AMP Radio. Craig, thank you so much for being out there.
All right, guys. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Craig. The phone lines are open to you to call in, share what's on your heart this morning. Words of encouragement, of hope. We need it more than ever.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We have three important things that you can do there. One is the emergency hotline has been established if you're looking for a loved one. Number two, a family reunification center has also been set up. We have that information on our social media. And most importantly, to take action, how you can donate blood to help the survivors that were there last night. Yeah, okay.
Whether it's in Thousand Oaks or it's at a Red Cross blood center in your area, we always need blood. Mm-hmm. And it's something like this kind of reminds people to get out there, man. You're 30 minute contribution in your day could save a life. That's amazing.
Absolutely. Okay. The social media is at 97.1 AMP Radio. We're opening up the phone lines for you to tell us what's on your heart. Mio, Thousand Oaks, good morning. What's on your heart?
You know, heavy, heavy, heavy heart. I was calling in because Brian gave out a few minutes ago the number, you know, to donate blood. So I'm definitely going to do that. But I wanted to relay the message to thank you guys for reporting on this, for talking about this, for putting it out there. I grew up in Thousand Oaks. I live in Moore Park.
Yeah.
And I have family members who go to that, you know, still go there. I used to go there. And it's too close to home, and it's heavy. And my, you know, obviously, like with everyone else, my heart is broken for these families, for the victims, for the people who were there, who are going to be traumatized. Words mean so much in a time of such tragedy. Talking about it, letting people know they're not alone in their feelings, whether they were touched by it or not at the moment. But we are all here. I'm going to go donate blood. I'm going to go do whatever it is that I can. And even if it's to give somebody a hug.
Thank you so much for taking action. We were talking about this a few moments ago. Yes, it's awesome that you post on your social media. Thoughts and prayers go out to the families and anybody affected. But it's even better when you go out and do something and take action, mm-hmm. like donate blood and like you are doing, Mio. So thank you so much. Again, if you want to donate blood to the survivors right now, you can go to 406 West Jans Road in Thousand Oaks. We're going to have the information, the phone number up on our social media for you to go and see it. It's at 97.1 Amp Radio.
Yeah, and do what you can. Whether you donate blood up at Los Robles or you do it in Los Angeles, in Orange County, anywhere. In Riverside County, like the blood is needed. They're going to need it to replenish what they have to use up there, and you could be saving the life of someone else who has no idea that you're saving their life. So do what you can. I really appreciate you, Mio. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. And my 12-year-old son is right here in the car with me. Aww. You guys are an example, and I want to thank you for that.
What's his name? Thank you.
His name is Jonah.
Jonah!
Hi, Jonah.
What's up, buddy?
Hi.
Jonah, you have an awesome boss mom, if you didn't know already.
Yeah, I know.
He's like too much of a boss sometimes.
You got boss, right? Mio, Jonah, thank you so much for being with us. Love you guys.
Love you guys so much. Thank you.
Megan from Valley Village, good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hey, Megan. Thank you so much for calling in. What's on your heart?
I don't know. I mean, I heard the news this morning, and I think, like, honestly, my first reaction was, like, just don't think about it. Like, it's, like, really hard, but, like, the first thing to my head was just, like, don't think about it. Put it away. Like, don't take it personally. But then I was like, no, like, this keeps happening, and we're so used to just, like, dealing with it and then moving on and being stronger. But, like, everyone has to take it personally and, like, take it to heart and like, really just realize, like, I don't know what the answer is, do you know? Like, mm-hmm. And I don't think there is an answer right now, and it just makes me really angry, you know? Mm-hmm. Like,
I think being angry is good, and I don't think there is just one answer. There's ways that we can improve the safety of our communities, whether that be through policy. You know, we just had big elections. That's mm-hmm. why you vote for the people who you think can improve the communities that you live in, you know? The important part, like you said, is be a little angry. Take it a little personal.
Yeah.
You know? Don't totally. Turn it into helplessness. We all woke up with that feeling this morning, like, I don't want to do this again.
Take that anger that we're feeling and that frustration, right? And let's do something with mm-hmm. it. Meaning, let's go out and donate blood.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go out and love people even more than we already love.
And thank you for calling mm-hmm. in, because I feel like a lot of people feel the same way. You know, you feel sort of numb. It's like this happens.
Yeah.
It feels like it almost happens every week at this point. You know, there's always something going on. And so, I think we're all a little bit angry, but I think the best thing we can do is talk about it and like Edgar said, donate blood or do something to help your community.
Thank you guys so much for everything you're doing, and like, it really helps to have a place to like talk and for everyone to just kind of like love each other. So I think what you guys are doing is great, and I'm going to keep listening and praying for everyone today.
Thank you, Megan. We're more united than ever before.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial-free Monday.
Thank you for giving us another day to do what we love. And we're here this morning united with you with the thoughts of prayers and love for the tragedy that happened last night. And the mass shooting at the Borderline Bar and Grill here in Thousand Oaks. But you know what? Out of this and just being able to talk with you guys today and you guys calling in, like our listener Paige calling in. She's a survivor from the mass shooting that happened in Vegas, and she's calling in to give us hope.
Mm-hmm.
And that was absolutely amazing. But the unity that we see after tragedies like this is amazing. And I just hope it doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to stay this united. But usually at this time, we give out a Dopest Moment Award, and we have to honor some of the heroes that have already come out of this mass shooting, and one of them being Matt Wennerstrom. And he's the one that helped about over 30 people escape from one of the rooms inside the bar and grill, and by throwing a bar stool through a window and being brave and courageous mm-hmm. to stand up in the middle of this mass shooting to allow and help people to save themselves. Listen to his story.
Basically heard the shots. It was a tall, probably 6'2", 6'3", with his hood on, and he basically was unloading, and all I did was grab as many people as I could and pull them underneath the table until I heard a break in the shots, and then we got people out of there as much as we could.
It sounds like you smashed the window out.
Yeah, we did. Bar stools go through windows.
I mean, I interviewed somebody who went through that window. You helped get them out, so you pulled a lot of people out, it sounds like.
That's all we could do. I'm here to protect my friends, my family, my fellow humans, and I know where I'm going if I die, so I was not worried to sacrifice. So all I wanted to do was get as many people out of there as possible.
Thank you, Matt Wennerstrom. the courage, his bravery, it's absolutely amazing. Also, we want to honor another hero, Ventura County Sheriff's Office Sergeant Ron Helus. He unfortunately passed away. He was one of the first responders to be there. And Brian, you brought up earlier, instead of some people are going away from the bullets, right. Mm-hmm. He was going towards it, trying to save people. He's a 29-year veteran of the department and is survived by his wife and son. So thank you to the heroes. And there's going to be tons more stories like this, right, coming out of this, or just people, you know, being unselfish, mm-hmm, and being there for each other, even if they know each other or not, and just saying, hey, let's help each other.
We're going to hear about, yeah, those stories. We're going to hear about those things, man. Out of all these tragedies, you do find that there are some people who they're just, that we need those people in our lives, those people that when things, bad things happen, they go towards that sound. Our police officers, firefighters, yeah, you know,
very grateful.
Our military, people who serve our country. Like, we need those folks in our lives. And we need those folks that even, we'll hear stories of people who are doing on the scene emergency triage, you know, who've taken their first aid certifications. I, mm-hmm, encourage you all to do that. Just so you know, you know, applying pressure to wounds that maybe even just a little bit of help could save someone's life.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear those stories. And it's out of those tragedies, just remember that, you know, from our standpoint here, if we can offer this platform to, you know, be more than a news outlet. We're not a news outlet. We'll give you the details when we have them, but to be kind of a place where you can come, tell us how you feel.
Yeah.
You know, let us know what's on your mind. Like, we're human beings too. We live in this community as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is our home.
And go out today and donate blood. Brian, yep, and I just made a little appointment.
345,
yeah,
Red Cross.
Department. So yeah, come, go out, do it. It's even if it's the little things, you know, you can do.
Absolutely.
Today.
There's a blood drive going on at La Reina High School, 106 West Jans Road in Thousand Oaks, specifically between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. If you want to go and help out there as well. So thank you so much for being there with us today and uniting with us. And remember, like one of our listeners said, even Paige, who went through the mass shooting in Vegas, can't allow anyone or anything to rob us of our joy, to rob us of our peace. We got to continue to love each other and enjoy life, even when people like these cowards try to terrorize us and take these kind of good things in life away from us. Enjoying life, enjoying friends. So don't allow anybody to stop you, okay? We love you guys. All the info on how you can help is up on our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial-free Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better over
here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.